Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mirrors. Something that is difficult to avoid. Not that we want to. We are a very vain species of creature. We are always checking our reflection to see if our hair is right, that our makeup hasn't come off, that we don't have food stuck between our teeth. But what lies beneath the surface of the mirror? What if what we see staring back at us isn't what it seems? What lies beyond our nightmares? A shrill cry of panic broke the silence of the night. I raced out of my bed and into my daughter's room. I flip on the switch and direct my attention to her. She was covered in a light sweat and her eyes had drops of tears falling from them. She is crying out my name and telling me that they almost got her. Her voice broke into tears as she spoke, unable to get any more words out. I try and reassure her that it's okay, that I'm here now. I look into her eyes with my hands on her face and ask, "Who almost got her?" "The mirror people," she tells me. I turn my face to the large dresser mirror in front of my daughter's bed. I don't notice anything out of the ordinary, but I can't help but be slightly shaken by the intensity in the way she was speaking, though. And I tell her that there isn't anything there and it was probably just a nightmare, nothing more. She pulls her covers up to her chin, looking back and forth from me to the mirror. I can tell that she's trying to get my words to guide her into comfort. She was still at that age where she believed that everything I said was the truth and meant more than what her imagination could conjure up. I reassure her again and kiss her on her head. I get up to leave the room and turn off the bedroom light. I am very confident that by morning she would have forgotten all about the dream she had. I leave my daughter's room and look down the long dark hall before me. Shit. In my rush to leave her room, I had forgotten to turn on the hall light. Now it was my turn. I had to put on my big girl pants, toughen up, live by my own advice, and walk back in the dark to my own bed. Childlike fears filled my mind. Faced with the unknown that could be beyond the shadows, my feet become heavy. I find myself unable to lift my feet. The fear froze me in place. Mirror people. My voice faded slowly as I said these two words. Mirror people. Something about those words sent a chill throughout my body. The hallway now seems impossibly longer, almost darker. Wait, was that a whisper behind me? I look over my shoulder. Of course, it was nothing. Or was it? Would mirror people even be visible in the darkness? I gather up enough courage to get my feet to walk in a forward motion. A cool breeze blew by my side. It was almost like someone was walking next to me. I think I'm losing my mind. I said that out loud even though there was no one around to hear what I was saying. I tried to convince myself that I did that unintentionally and that I wasn't afraid. It took me far longer than it should have to finally make it back into my own room. I turn on the bedroom light immediately upon entering. I might not be able to fall asleep, but at least I can make sure that everything in this room was visible while trying to anyway. The mirror in the bathroom across my bed did nothing to ease my fear. Perhaps the bathroom light would have to stay on as well, only because I'm the adult here, of course. I need to make sure that everything within these walls was safe. I'm not afraid. I just want to be the protector. That's exactly what it is. And then the noises started. A soft sound became louder and more obnoxious. The only way I can describe it is it's like what it would be like to be a fish in an aquarium surrounded by children poking at the glass. And then a soft trink turned into a loud, resounding thud. It was like something was trying to get into the room. I couldn't be sure if the noise was coming from the window or the mirror. I wasn't sure if either of these answers would be better than the other, really. Wait, that's it. My daughter must have been hearing something at her window and not her mirror. That would explain everything. I sprang into action. I would go grab her and we'll both just sleep in my bed tonight. I will go into her room, she'll be there, fast asleep, and I'll comfort her, just like a mother was supposed to do. I laugh at myself for being so silly. We did live in a densely forest area. Of course, it makes sense now. It must have been a tree branch tapping at the window. And that thud, well, that thud was a tree branch too. That's exactly what it was. This time I remember to turn on the hall light. I need to see where I'm walking after all. Sweetheart, you're not going to believe this. The sound was just the tree branches. How silly we are. I mean, you are. I turn on her light. The sight before me made my blood turn to ice. She was gone. Her bed sheets were left rustled about, but nothing else seemed out of the ordinary. Her room was left in place. No sign of a struggle. I shook some sense into myself. She had just gone to the bathroom. I'll just sit here and wait for her to get back. No sense in bothering her while she was trying to do her business. The stale air in the room set my mind off. It was too quiet. I looked to the mirror. It was only then that I noticed something. I thought about closing my eyes and pretending that what I was looking at wasn't really there. However, the need to know became stronger. After all, I have no reason to freeze in fear. Yet I got up from the bed and moved closer to inspect the mirror. My breathing stalled. A hairline crack ran all the way from the top to the bottom of the mirror. And then the noises started. The next time you're alone in your house, go into your room and turn off the lights. Stand in front of the mirror and light a white candle. Let the match burn until the flames are about to touch your fingers. If it goes out before this point, leave your room and turn on every light in your house. Lock any door that can be locked. Bar them up. Do whatever you can do. Leave the house and do not return until morning. You are not safe. If the match does not go out on its own, blow it out and set it aside. It is time for the next step. Hold the candle in both your hands and keep it at chest level. You are to remain quiet for 1 whole minute and keep your eyes closed. Do not open them. If the wax drips and burns your hands, do not make a sound. Count down in your head. When you reach 1, stare into the mirror. Lock eyes with yourself. Whisper out the one thing that you cannot live without. This is your safe word. Don't worry about your reflection. How your lips don't move when you talk. The way your reflection is staring back at you. Next, utter the thing you desire most. This will be your end goal. Look down at the candle in your hands and repeat. The light in my hands is my ally, and so it shall protect me, and so I shall do for it. You must whisper. Blink only once and look back up at the mirror, and resume immediate eye contact with your reflection. No matter what you see, keep eye contact and do not blink. You must do this for 1 minute, not a second less. Don't get distracted by your reflection and how it is horribly disfigured by the razor-sharp teeth and how your mouth is now curled up into this terrifying grimace at your betrayal. Choose the calming glow of the candle as your guide. Ignore the urge to blink. The burning in your eyes will feel like searing hot needles carving away at you. Once you reach 60, and only when you reach 60, you may blink. Now you must complete the last step. You must say goodbye. Keep eye contact and repeat. You must leave now, or else the light will expel you. Now, of course, your reflection will not go immediately, but don't worry. This should almost always work. If not, follow the same steps I gave you earlier. Leave the house. Do not come back. You must fulfill your end of the bargain. And that's assuming the candle has kept you safe up to this point. Do not blow out the candle. Stay awake all night if you have to. Wait until it burns out on its own. When the candle finally dies out, that's when you can sleep. The next morning, open your door and the thing you need will come to you within the week. If you happen to look away at any point not specified in this ritual, or if you blink, you may see shadows behind you, crawling in your peripheral vision. What you see in the mirror will know. A dreadful cracking will fill your ears, and you must blow out the candle immediately. Do not say goodbye. Do not look back at your reflection. And most important of all, do not look into its eyes. It won't be easy. What you see will smile at you and whisper your name. Just close your eyes and pray. Pray to God that you may survive the night. Speak out your safe word 3 times. And go to sleep. You might be wondering what the safe word is for, right? Because if you fail, they will take something from you. You best have chosen wisely, because after all, you can't live without it, can you? If you wish to submit an original creepy story for consideration for the podcast, please email beyondnightmares@gmail.com. You can reach us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, Beyond Your Nightmares. Beyond Your Nightmares is a production of Insight Podcasts. If you like what you've heard today, we would love if you could show your support by sharing this episode and the podcast on your social media of choice. You can also help the show if you would rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast app. FX production is done by Charlie. Additional writing and audio production by Ali. And hosted by me, Ali. Until next time, avoid looking into mirrors. You never know who may be looking back at you. Sweet dreams.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.